Let us pray. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art, immortal, immortal God, invisible God. Immortal God, how great thou art, immortal, immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. Father, thank you for starting the convention with us. Thank you now for ending with us. We can never thank you enough because you have always been extremely good to us. We are very, very grateful. Even in our various homes, Lord God Almighty, we will thank you today. We will sing, we will dance, we will rejoice. Because we know by your very special grace, by this time next year, we'll be able to gather together again to sing your praise. So we are very grateful, Lord. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, as we thank the Almighty God for this unique convention, we want to talk very briefly on the wonders of heaven. The wonders of heaven. And we will be reading from Revelation chapter 5, from verse 11 to 13. And while you are opening your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5, I want those of you who should have been ordained during this convention to know that as soon as God opens the way, we will make arrangements for you to come and be ordained. In other words, you don't have to wait till next year to be ordained. As soon as God opens the door, we will contact you, and you will come, and you will do your ordination. It will be a very special one, because you will be the one we are focusing on. It might be a whole day affair, maybe instead of the normal 3 days, probably we will finish with the deacons and deaconesses, go and rest for a while, come back for the assistant pastors, take a break, and then come back for the full pastors, all of them in one day, depending on how much grace God makes available to us. Now, Revelation chapter 5, from verse 11 to 13. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Heaven is a wonderful place. We've talked about heaven again and again. We've talked about the fact that there is no night there. We've talked about the fact that the throne of God is there. We probably mentioned the fact that in heaven, there's no dying there, that God is going to wipe away tears from all eyes. No pain, no power failure. Heaven is a wonderful place. But do you know that the greatest wonder of heaven, it is in the fact that praise goes on there nonstop. The greatest wonder of heaven is praise. Why? Because the wonder of praise lies basically in the fact that of all things that God would look for, the all-sufficient God, the only thing he's constantly seeking for is praise and worship. John chapter 4, from verse 23 to 24. John 4, 23 to 24. Students seek for wisdom. Businessmen seek for wealth, contracts. Politicians seek for power. The all-sufficient God seeks for praise and worship. According to Psalm 22, verse 3, Psalm 22, verse 3, he practically dwells in the praise of his people. And so in the text that we read to you, when the Bible talks about 10,000 times 10,000, that's 100 billion angels. 100 billion angels. And he said, the mass choir in heaven is not even enough with 100 billion, plus thousands times thousands. And not only that, everything that God ever created in heaven, on earth, underneath the earth, the animals, the birds, the fish in the ocean, all of them were praising him. In spite of all these billions, he's still looking for more praise. That's why when he looks down from heaven and he finds somebody praising him on earth, he will shake the earth so that he can reach that fellow. Oh, Acts chapter 16. You can read it from verse 24 to 26. Acts 16, 25 to 26. You know the story. Paul and Silas, they were in prison. They were bound, and they were going to kill them the following day. But at midnight, they were not complaining. They were not grumbling. They were praising God. They had a praise service. And while they were praising God, they were practically saying to the Almighty God, God, we were not in the temple tonight to praise you because we are here in prison. But we will turn this prison to a chapel. We will praise you here. And the Almighty God said, in that case, I will pay you a visit right there. When he finds somebody praising him, he will cause an earthquake. Why? Isaiah 66 verse 1. Isaiah 66 verse 1 says, heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. When he hears somebody praising him, he gets up from his throne. And with those mighty legs, as he begins to come, the earth will begin to shake. Not only will he open door by force, the prison door by force, he will destroy every yoke, every band, everything that the enemy might be using to keep the people bound. Because when the anointed one arrives, yokes are bound to be destroyed. When he arrives, he forces open the prison door. Why? Because he has the keys of David. According to Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, Revelation 3 verse 7, when he opens, no man can shut. If only you can learn to praise him. If you can learn to praise him. All this idea of saying, I knock at one door, they didn't open it to me. I've heard him say before, you knock at one door, three will be opened. All you need to do is be a praiser. When he arrived at that prison, when he shook the the doors open, and he broke the yokes of the people. All of a sudden, the man that they had put in charge to torment these people suddenly became their servants. Acts chapter 16, verse 33 to 34. Acts 16, 33 to 34. The man that was enjoying his job, he was happy they brought these people, he kept them secure, suddenly began to wash their wounds and began to provide them with food. You want your enemies to become your servants? Hey, praise God. But that's not just the end. When they were set free, when all yokes were gone, this man went and informed the people who threw these boys into prison. A miracle had happened here. And the arch enemies, the people who threw them in, said, let them go. Oh, Paul said, you have humiliated us. It's my turn to humiliate you. Unless you come and beg me, I'm not going out. Oh, when you learn to praise God, he will humiliate your arch enemies. Oh, you don't believe me? Why don't you read 1 Samuel chapter 24 from verse 1 to the end? First Samuel chapter 24 from verse 1 to the end. Saul was pursuing David. He was pursuing the great psalmist of Israel. And then he decided to enter into a cave to rest a while. And David saw him, and all his friends said, hey, look at the one who was pursuing us. Look at him. Let's finish him. David said, no. Let's teach him a lesson. He went, he cut a piece of his dress. And then when this man now finally got out, David said, hey, how are you, sir? Look at part of your dress that I cut. You were a dead man. I just spared your life. The Bible said, King Saul wept. This is how you treated me? He wept. Begin to praise him the way he should be praised. It won't be long before your enemies become humiliated. But it's not just that. Because they were praising him, he still enabled them inside the prison to fulfill the purpose of their lives. Because they got into prison because they were doing the work of God. They cast out a demon out of a girl. That's why they threw Paul and Silas into prison. But right there in prison, they won the soul of the jailer and his entire family. People who would not have attended their crusade got born again in prison and were baptized right there. You know, when you begin to praise God the way you should, God will break any law to reach out to you. Any law. Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. Mark 1, 40 to 45. There was this leper who came to him and worshipped him. And the law says, you don't touch a leper. You touch a leper, you become unclean. The law said, I made the law. This fellow had worshipped me. Here is a worshipper. I will touch him and make him clean. My prayer is that as you begin to praise God today, the Almighty God himself will touch you. Do you know that if you worship him, the Almighty God can bring your future into your present? In Matthew chapter 15, from verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, a woman came and was crying to Jesus Christ, "Have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil." Bible said, when Jesus answered that all, he said, "Lay, listen, it's not the time of Gentiles yet. Gentiles are dogs, so leave me alone." Then the woman came and worshipped him. The time of the Gentiles didn't come until years later when Peter went to the house of Cornelius. But for that woman, her future was brought into the present. You know, there are certain miracles that normally should take time. There are certain things. You see, God works according to timetable. Somewhere in your timetable, maybe God has said that in 10 years' time, this will come to pass. But if you know how to worship him, he can bring 10 years' time to now. Because he controls the beginning and the ending, because they all meet in him. When the mother of Jesus at the wedding in Cana of Galilee went to him and said they needed wine, Jesus Christ said, "My time hasn't come." But the time came that day. I'm praying for every one of you who will vigorously praise God today, that all the blessings that are in the future, God will bring them to you now. Yeah. I'm sure you say, if he does that, what about my future? Then he will put fresh ones in the future. Yeah. What's my conclusion? It's very simple. I have taught a lesson to my people since years ago. Whenever prayer fails, try praise. Have you been praying for something for years and you have not received an answer yet? Hey, suspend prayer and go to praise. It will amaze you that what prayers of 3 years cannot do, praise of 3 hours would more than do it. I will remind you of just one testimony that I'm sure you've had before, and then I will release you to praise God. You've heard the story before, but some of you might not have heard it. Two of my children, husband and wife, gained a scholarship and went abroad to go and study. This was in the days of military governments in Nigeria. After they started their study over there, I think they've been there for about a year, suddenly there was a military coup at home and there was a change of government. And the new governor says, "I'm not paying scholarship for anybody." So the poor ones were stranded in a foreign land. No money, no help. And they became hungry. And while they were there, they had a set of twins before they cut off their scholarship. And the children were beginning to cry for food. When the father couldn't take the cry of the children anymore, he took his books and ran away to the library, leaving the mother with the children who were crying for food. There was nothing, no money, no food. Suddenly, my daughter remembered, we've prayed for help, prayed and prayed. But Daddy said, when prayer fails, try praise. So she took her tambourine and began to sing praises unto God, began to praise the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient One. Now, there were a group of Americans, because this was in America, who were going from house to house witnessing. They've been there since morning. And they have decided, now let's go home. But the leader of the group said, just one more house. Just one more house. And then they came and knocked at the door. And when this man opened the door, the children who had been crying, seeing a fairly huge white man, kept quiet for a while. And then the man said, I've come to talk to you about Jesus Christ. My daughter said, call me. I'm a Christian too. And while he was trying to talk to him, my daughter said, well, I would have loved to offer you something, but there's nothing in the house to offer you. The man said, what are you talking about? How can there at least a bottle of Coke? Well, go to the fridge. Open the fridge, nothing there at all. You mean it is true, you have nothing in mind? The guy said, nothing. He said, wait for me. He went out, went to the grocery store, came back loaded with food, and said, I think it was a Saturday, by Monday I will come back. By Monday, he didn't just come back with more food, but he got a job for my children. From no food at all, it wasn't long before they bought a house. The baby they had after that one, they named him Ikeareth. You cast your burden upon the Lord. He cares for you. I want you to please worship God today like never before. Begin to praise Him. That's the greatest wonder of heaven. Praise, and you will see how even all the prayers you might have prayed during this convention that you think have not been answered could be answered today. I'm going to bless you now before you go ahead and praise Him for as long as you like. And in case there's anyone who, since the beginning of this convention, and not yet given his life to Jesus Christ, I hope you better do so now, because it is only the praise of his children that he will accept. Let me bless you now. My Father and my God, Ancient of Days, I'm thanking you once again for this unique convention. And it is in your name that I'm pronouncing a blessing on these your children. They will be praising you just now like they've never done before. So I decree in your name that every one of you listening to me during this particular convention, it shall be well with you. Every miracle that you have been crying to God for, you will get it today. Amen. Every door that has been shut against you will be opened today. Amen. Wherever you go, you will find favor with God. Amen. You will find favor with men. Amen. My Father himself will lift you high. Amen. In every area of your life, it shall be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.